家分享，谢谢，谢谢张哥。我们开始之前 ，Let us pray，
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision. Thank you for your blessing. May our hearts be open to hear your words, and may we be a blessing to others that you have blessed us also. Amen.
感谢上帝，谢谢你的意象，谢谢你的话语。我们把接下来的时间交给你，为你摆上，带领我们。阿门。
So on most Thursday evenings, I leave my house at around 8 p.m. For Hannah in time to start hockey practice at 9:15.
我每个周四的晚上八点都会去 Hannah 去打球，大概从八点打到九点一刻。
So it's a favorite sport of mine that helps me de-stress.
这是我最喜欢的运动，每次玩的时候都可以让我极大的舒缓压力。
So when I get to Hannibal Arena early, sometimes I get to watch their young professionals practice.
有时候我到的会比较早，我可以看到他们年轻的专业队在训练。
It's really awesome to watch them practice.
看他们训练心情有点复杂。
So when I'm standing there, I catch myself thinking back to my ice hockey days in Dallas.
因为我常常会想起我在达拉斯打球的日子。
But then I snap back to reality.
这对我来说有点难过。
So the reality is that time is passing, and there are certain physical things that I can't do anymore.
事实就是因为身体上的原因，有很多技术动作我已经做不出来了。
So I'm not as fast, and my whole body hurts while playing and afterwards also.
没了速度，在打球当中和打球之后，浑身都会疼痛。
So I'm exhausted, I'm tired, and I'm frustrated.
我感觉精疲力尽，没有力量。
So frustrated that I cannot play like before.
我再也雄风不再。
So I often wonder why I feel I can't keep on playing much longer.
我以为我还可以打得更长一点。
And I've been telling myself that I'm gonna stop playing for at least the past 5 years.
我告诉自己我还想再打至少五年。
But despite the physical challenges, I keep playing.
尽管有一些体能上的挑战，但我还想继续。
At least with ice hockey, it brings me great joy.
因为打冰球给我带来的快乐简单而直接。
I know this is a simplistic example.
这是一个简单的一个例子。
But I wondered, what drives a person to keep on going when the going is tough?
让我惊奇的是，什么事情可以让我们坚持那些难以坚持的事情？
So today I want to talk about the serious business of following Jesus, summed up in one word, commitment.
今天我就要跟大家很严肃地分享一个关于跟随耶稣的一个很重要的事情，一个词。委身或者是守约。
So a life given to Christ is not accidental.
上帝创造每一个生命都不是偶然的。
It is life that is purposefully lived.
都是有目的的。
So Paul explains in Galatians 2:20, he says, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗在加拉太书二章二十节说，我已经与耶稣，我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面。如今在肉身中活着的我，是因信神儿子而活的。他爱我，为我舍己。
So what is living by faith in God? What is that?
靠着对神的信心而活是一个什么样的？
So living by faith applies to past, present, and future of a Christian's life.
凭信心而活，关乎我们基督徒的过去、现在和将来。
It means believing in what Christ did on the cross, what He is doing in you now, and what He will accomplish in you in the future.
也就是相信耶稣为我们钉上十字架赎罪，相信他现在对我们的保守，以及将来他即将为我们成就的事情。
It takes commitment and faith to live for our Lord.
为主生活需要委身、守约和信心，委身、守约和信心。
Too often times we want assurance of a good thing or positive results or affirmative responses.
很多时候我们需要一个证据，证明好的事情、好的结果一定会发生，和上帝的应许一定会实现。
Wanting assurance and proof is not faith.
但是这种所要证据的行为并不是信仰。
So in this instance, you, like most people, want a sure thing.
在这种情况下，你和大多数人一样，只是想要一个确定的、安全的结果。
That you will not be left out, that you will not make a mistake.
就是你不会被抛弃，你也不会犯错。
So we see Paul had this faith in Christ to the sense that some accused him of being insane or out of his mind. And what some of these people missed out and don't understand fully is how one could love and have such great faith in Christ.
这些人不太能理解的是，保罗为什么会爱基督爱到这样一个不理性的程度。
So every day our senses aid us in the task of gathering information and then integrating those things in the things that we see, hear, smell, taste, touch into a basic understanding of life.
每天我们的感官都在帮我们收集各样的信息，然后将我们所看到的、听到的、闻到的、尝到的。
You think that since most of us use the same five senses, right, to collect data from our environment, that we share a similar view of the world. But it doesn't happen that way. So therein lies a clue as to why the Bible instructs us to walk by faith and not by sight. So the gift of sight was given to most of us at birth so that we could visually experience the world. God never intended for just our sight or any of our other senses to become the sole means to discern the truth. So we must be aware that our faith in Christ must be sustained through the challenges of daily life. So this faith that we have will lead us in our walk with Christ. So Paul quoted the prophet Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, saying, "But the just shall live by faith." So the faith or gospel of Christ produces this faith by which we walk. So when you insist on human explanation and understanding for why God works the way he does, when you demand proof of God's decision in your life, like a mathematical equation, then there's probably something suspect about your relationship with Christ.
当你只基于自己的理性去理解上帝的作为，当你向上帝索要证据时，就像解数学公式一样，那么你与基督的关系就会受到质疑。So
this journey with Christ is long and challenging.
与耶稣同行的路是长并且充满挑战的。So
Christians must not reject the words of Christ, through which we gain not just knowledge but a foundation on which our relationship with the Father can be built.
基督徒并不能拒绝上帝的话，这不是来自于我们自己的知识，而是基于我们与天父的关系。So
we have his words in our midst. So do not reinterpret and do not reject it.
他的话语就在我们当中，我们不能曲解，更不能拒绝。Christians'
faith must be alive and active.
基督徒的信仰生活必须是活的，活生生的。So
I ask you, what is the state of your faith?
所以你可以诚实地问问自己，你的信仰状况是什么样吗？
Is it alive? Is it active?
活的吗？ 活泼的吗？
So honestly answer that for yourself.
诚实的回答。
So as Paul wrote to his fellow missionary Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8, he declares, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
正如保罗在给他的同工传教士提摩太的书信中所说，我已经被交定，我离世的时候也到了，那美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽，所持的信仰我已经守住，从此以后有公义冠冕为我留存，就按公义审判的主在那里要赏赐给我，不但赏给我，也要赏给所有爱慕他显现的人。提摩太后书。
So wouldn't it be wonderful for us to also state these words when it is our time to go?
如果我们在回天家的时候也能问心无愧地说出这样的话，岂不是一件很美妙的事情吗？
Perhaps Paul can state these words because of his commitment to God in his life.
保罗可以这么说，是因为他委身坚守对上帝的承诺。
However, if we focus on the Lord and let Him continue to transform us and be totally steadfast in our service to Him, perhaps we could also utter those words.
然而如果我们定睛在主耶稣的身上，让他们不断地更新我们，我们全心全意地侍奉他。
So it will take commitment to walk the walk, so that we can just, so that one day we can go to heaven.
我们也可以说我们已经打了那美好的仗，也就是说说到做到。
So Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14 talks about the wide gate and the broad road to destruction and the small gate and the narrow road leading to life.
马太福音七章十三到十四节说到，当你们当进窄门，因为领到灭亡的门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，但引到生命的门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也很少。
So we all know this verse very well, I'm sure.
我们都很熟悉这段经文。
But how many of us have altered the ways of our life and beliefs and took matters into our own hands?
我们有多少人已经改变了自己的信仰生活方式，把命运掌握在自己的手里？
So I ask you again, how committed to the Lord are you?
因此我再问你，你对主的委身程度如何？
So why is this important?
为什么这很重要呢？
So...Firstly, commitment is it's a key to maturity.
首先，委身是一个人成熟的关键。
So knowing about the characteristics of and the walk of a disciple will not make us a disciple or even mature in Christ.
如果只是在知识层面了解基督的行为，不足以让我们成为主耶稣的门徒，或者成为一个成熟的基督徒。
So commitment is a huge factor here and also imperative here.
委身并且守约在这里是一个极其重要的因素。
So it makes a difference whether you have it or not.
如果你有或者没有是天壤之别的。
And if you are committed to grow, to be mature, you will practice them.
如果你致力于成长变成熟，你就会操练自己。
So 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 9 mention affliction, perplexity, persecution, and being struck down.
哥林多后书四章八到九。八到九节提到四面受压，心里作难，受到迫害，被打倒。
So what these verses are talking about, are trials and tribulation.
这些经文说的都是些试探和磨难。
We will face them.
我们必须面对。
And there is no maturity without trials.
没有试炼就不会有成长。
It's about how we respond in the face of these trials and tribulations that will be the measuring stick of our maturity. So we see too often that in the face of trials, people make excuses and then quit. So be reminded of James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 talking about the joy in the face of trials.
大家可以回忆雅各书第一章二到四节关于喜乐面对试炼的经文。
So the end result of going through trials is maturity and growth.
胜过试探，通过试炼就会变得更加成熟。
However, there must be that conscious first step. You must be committed to stand firm and endure. Let the life of Jesus be manifested in our body. So when we look at the church as a whole, the lack of commitment sometimes to follow Him, not just to know about Him, contributes to why churches are full of, you know, outward believers sometimes, but fewer disciples. So we take off our Christian hats at the end of Sunday service. And we become Christians in name only. So being a follower of Christ is not easy. So secondly, commitment is a major building block in life. So as a young person taking that first step into adulthood, one of the major lessons to be learned is the fulfillment of commitments. So to be a man or a woman of our words. So to see things from start to finish. So one of the biggest steps that we take as an adult is marriage. And challenges will for sure come after the initial marriage bliss. It tapers off and the coming together of two different people. So when Joni and I got married, the pastor told us to look at our ring. So he asked us, where is the beginning and the end? So where is the beginning and end? The ring and the vows we give represents a covenant we made before God. There is no break in it, and there is no end, and should not be broken. So how are we able to love our spouses? If they're exactly like us? I think not. Yeah. So we can look at them and we love them because we see God had loved us first. So mirrored in our relationship with our spouse, you should be able to see the faithful love of God in us. It doesn't mean that mistakes won't be made in our marriage, nor being faultless followers of Christ. And it doesn't mean that we are in it for the long haul. Oh, it does mean that we're in it, in the marriage for the long haul. This. So nowadays it is very easy to end a relationship because of disagreements. And perhaps you've also heard that husband and wife should equal parts give 50% in a marriage, right? But that is false. We need to each give 100%. We do that because God gave all of Himself. We need to give all. There is no pause button in life. So you just can't take a break when it comes to commitment within a marriage. So without commitment, there is no need or possibility for renewal. Lack of commitment often results in conformism. And perhaps it's a feeling of being stuck, so why keep on marching to a different pathway with no foreseeable end? So you tell yourself, I'm okay like this. Now I don't need to change anything. So renewal implies making changes, becoming new.
So
what is the problem then? Perhaps fear and lack of commitment. So in the Bible we have two men who are great examples for us. One is, of course, Jesus Christ, who is an example for us to follow. And another person God has shown as his, in his word to be an example for us is in the Apostle Paul. And Paul endured everything because he was serving Jesus. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way which seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death. The Lord called him. He accepted the call unconditionally. He made a commitment to serve. He was pleasing to God, not the people. He suffered prison, stoning, beatings, shipwrecks, and accusations. So for many of us, going through hardships, failures, and our persecution, even just once, will be enough for us to stop in our tracks. But despite the hardships, Paul ventured on. So from him we learn that knowledge is nothing without commitment. So your prior education or training is useless if there is no commitment. Your desire is meaningless if there is no commitment. Spiritual gifts are not productive if there is no commitment. So it is a commitment to our Lord, our God, for what He has planned. Because Paul was a committed follower of God, God continued to use him repeatedly and continuously. So what does commitment mean? And what is it about commitment that is so crucial for our Christian life? So let's reflect a little bit more on Galatians 2:20 and see how committed we are in our lives. Firstly, we must die. What Paul means in Galatians 2:20, it was we have to give up our old self. And he was able to live for God because Christ lived in him. And basic to an understanding of this verse is the meaning of what union with Christ means. And it is an expansion of the previous verse, verse 19, and based in parts on the passage in Romans 6:1-6, which it explains that the believers have been baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ and into the church, which is the body of all true believers. So So in Romans 6:6, Paul taught that the Romans that the old is gone, and we should no longer be slaves of sin.
在罗马书六章六节，保罗教导罗马人，旧事已过，他们不应该再做罪的奴仆。
So having been thus being united to Christ, believers share His death, burial, and resurrection.
信徒应该与基督联合，与他同死同葬同复活。
So this brought to death the law.
这意味着律法主义的死亡。
It also brought a change in regard to one's self.
也带来了个人的改变。
The self-righteous, self-centered Saul died.
那个自以为是、自我为中心的扫罗已经死了。
So, continue on, Paul's self-enthronement ended when the self is crucified with Christ.
接着，当保罗的自我与基督同钉十字架时，他以自我为中心的生命就结束了。
So Paul yielded his life to Christ.
保罗将他的生命臣服于基督。
The living Christ took up his abode in Paul's heart.
活着的基督在保罗的心里。
And it also means that this is a matter of living the new life by faith in the Son of God.
这也意味着这是一个因信神的儿子而过的新的生活。
Is then faith, not works or legal obedience, that releases divine power to live a Christian life.
这是出于信心，而不是行为上屈服于法律的服从，而释放出过基督徒生活力量的决心。
And Paul affirmed this, saying, if he loved me enough to give himself for me, then he loves me enough to live out his life in me. As Christians, we cannot continue to live in the ways of sin. God's love for us is not a ticket to continue sinning. There is no gray area. God's ways are higher than ours, and His thoughts are higher than ours. So we must live a life that the Lord and His will have dictated so that He is glorified, not ourselves.
我们必须过符合主心意的生活，荣耀上帝，而不是我们自己。
And also, Christians must surrender all.
基督徒必须舍弃一切。
Again, in Galatians 2:20, Paul said that it is no longer I who live.
加拉太书二章二十节，保罗说：“现在活着的不再是我。”
And we can see his mindset, the decisions Paul had to make to live for the Lord.
我们可以从他的心态中看出保罗为主而活的决心。
And we must understand that if we want to live for God as Paul lived, we must realize that we must surrender our wills to the will of God.
我们必须明白，如果我们像保罗那样为神而活，就必须意识到，我们必须将自己的意志臣服于神的旨意之下。
So when I was still in seminary, a pastor friend at my old church, at my home church, asked me a very simple question.
在我读神学的时候，我的母会的牧师问了我一个很简单的问题。
And I shared with him before about my desire to, or my plans to become a missionary here in Germany.
因为我之前跟他聊过，我想要到德国来宣教的事情。
He asked me, Ken, if God tells you no, you cannot go, I have other plans for you. Are you okay with it?
他说，如果上帝跟你说，看，我，你不能去那里，因为我对你的生命有别的计划，你会听吗？你觉得 OK 吗？
So it was very early on in my preparation for ministry.
那时候我还在被宣教做准备早期。
And I was still seeking confirmation, of my calling through pastoral counsel and also through prayer.
在等待更明确的呼召，以祷告的形式。
So at that time, I didn't have the full support of my home church.
那时候我的母会并没有支持我。
But I was not able to accept a different plan. I told my friend, no, I can't. I can't accept it. So sometimes we redefine our will as God's will. So in that case, it took me to fully surrender to God wherever He takes me before the first few mountains began to move.
所以在那种情况下，在最初的几座大山被移开之前，我需要学会完全降服于上帝，无论他带我到哪里去。
So we must still make choices according to God's will and overcome temptations that pull us away.
所以我们还是要按照神的旨意做选择，胜过那些引诱我们的试探。
We are able to make godly choices and overcome temptations by allowing Christ to live in us.
通过让基督住在我们里面，让我们能够做出敬虔的选择，克服各种试探。
So ask yourself, where is God in my life?
你问问我们自己，我们的上帝在我们的生活中的哪里？
Is it in our hearts or in our head only?
在我们的心里，还是在我们的脑海里？
And have I redefined God and reduced him again to that mathematical equation to be solved?
我们是不是把我们和上帝的关系只是简单的定义了一个可以被解决的数学公式？
We have trouble allowing God in when our hearts are hardened and allowing a foothold for the evil one.
当我们的心刚硬时，我们的心很难让上帝进来，被恶念填满。
So when we open the eyes of our hearts, we begin to understand God's words and begin to live His will for us.
当我们打开心灵的眼的时候，我们就能开始明白上帝的话，并开始为我们那开始活出他的旨意。
And Paul states in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, that those who walk after the Spirit do not do the things that you wish.
保罗在加拉太书五章十七节说，那些随从圣灵的人，因为肉体的私欲和圣灵敌对，圣灵也和肉体敌对，这两样互相敌对，使你们不能做自己愿意做的。
To be completely committed to Christ is allowing Him to guide us in our lives.
完全委身基督，就是让他在我们生活中引导我们。
And notice I said allow, because you don't get to sit back and do nothing.
注意，我说的是让，而不是说我们坐下来什么都不做。
It is a conscious decision.
这是一个主动的决定。
And you still have to open and humble your heart, and not just see what you want to see by doing and living the way he lived, following the example he set.
还是要有一颗开放谦虚的心，不要只看自己想看的，要通过按照神的方式进行行事和生活，跟随他的榜样。
So what actions can we take?
所以我们可以如何行动呢？
So I leave you with three practical ways to stand firm in the face of Satan's attacks in our long walk with Christ.
我在这里给出三个应用的方法，让我们基督耶稣同行，坚定地面对撒旦的诡计。
So first is pray without ceasing.
不停地祷告，第一点，不停地祷告。
So 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18 says, Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到第十八节，要常常喜乐，常常祷告，凡事献恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
A daily relationship with God involves conversing with Him daily.
每天都与神有关系，就是每天与神对话。
Don't just know about Him.
不要只是知道他而已。
Get personal.
跟他建立个人的连接。
So this verse reminds us that praying is a constant activity, and in all seasons of life.
这里提醒我们，祷告是一项持续不断的过程，贯穿于我们生活的各个阶段。
When we are happy, we pray.
我们开心，我们祷告。
When we are sad, we pray.
难过，我们也祷告。
When we are challenged, we pray.
遇到挑战的时候，同样祷告。
So praying without ceasing also serves as a great reminder that He is present through all aspects of our lives.
不停的祷告可以很好的提醒我们，上帝存在于我们生活的方方面面。
And number two is study the Bible.
第二个就是读经，认真读经。
So Psalm 119 verse 11 says, I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you.
诗篇119篇第十一节，我已经将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So as already mentioned, when we are familiar with God's words, we are able to readily apply His truth to live our lives and those around us.
如前面提到的，当我们熟悉上帝的话语的时候，我们能够很容易地将真理应用到我们的生活以及对待我们周围的人或事情上面。
Do you recognize his voice?
你能认得出上帝的声音吗？
Knowing and understanding what God desires of us is the only way to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
知道和理解上帝对我们的期待是过神喜悦生活的唯一途径。
So put your will to redefine His words aside.
把你的想法强加给神。
That is not how you get near to Him.
那不是亲近神的方式。
The more we learn from the Bible, the more we are able to recognize and avoid sin because our relationship with God grows.
我们从圣经中学到的越多，就越有能力认识和避免犯错和避免罪恶，因为我们与上帝的关系在增长。
Learning to love what He loves and hate what He hates.
学习爱神所爱的，恨恶神所恨恶的。
And don't get into a erroneous mindset that proclaims worldly wisdom that doesn't line up with what God, with what the Word of God says.
不要陷入世俗的小聪明的错误心态，因为这些小聪明与神所说的话的真理并不相符。
And number three, be in community.
第三是参与教会团契生活。
So Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us that it is within community that we can help each other grow.
箴言二十七章十七节告诉我们。
Now, I personally had ample opportunities within SM Bible Study to grow.
我个人的感受，在 SM 查经班，我自己的成长很多。
And our areas of improvement can be communicated to us as long as our hearts are humble enough to receive.
在团契里，只要我们足够谦卑，我们就可以发现我们有很多需要改进的地方。
It's vice versa as well.
反之亦然。
So sharpening other people involves reminding them of God's words, encouraging them, and showing Christ-like love.
对待他人的时候，用神的话提醒他们，鼓励他们，并展现出主耶稣的爱。
So being in community also helps to remind us that when we face commitment issues, the dangers of sin is close.
当我们面临承诺问题和罪恶的危险迫在眉睫时，融入教会和团契也有助于帮助和提醒我们。
But what is the state of your heart?
你内心的状态怎么样？
So brothers and sisters, why we follow Christ is because in life there is no better alternative aside from following Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们之所以跟随基督，是因为在生活中除了跟随耶稣之外，我们没有其他选择。
And there is only one way, and it is Jesus.
耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
He stands before us, and He waves us onward.
他站在我们面前向我们招手，让我们勇敢向前。
Who and what we follow matters.
我们跟随谁，跟随什么，这点非常重要。
And our walk with Christ is full of challenges.
与基督同行充满了挑战。
Knowing the challenges, we believers march on knowing the walk is not completed alone nor in vain.
我们知道这些挑战，我们依然坚持继续前进，因为我们知道我们不是独自完成的。
And life is full of joy and triumph when we follow after Him.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们的生活也会充满喜乐。
1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, So whether you drink, or you, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God.
哥林多前书十章三十一节说，所以无论吃喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀上帝而行。
So ask yourself, am I uncompromised, committed follower of Christ?
所以问问自己，我是一个永不妥协、坚持真理的基督徒吗？
And our Lord's triumph over sin and death extends to you, His child.
我们主战胜罪恶、战胜死亡的恩典也延伸到你的身上，他的孩子。
So, brothers and sisters, our life here on earth is short. How we live it, it matters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，人生苦短，我们学会如何生活是很重要的。
So reflect on your commitment to the Lord and adjust yourself.
所以我们常常反省我们对主的承诺，不停地调整自己。
The Lord is worth it.
上帝值得我们这样做。
This life of ours is worth it.
我们这一生值了。
Jesus paid it all for it.
耶稣为我们付出了一切。
So let us live it because by the grace of God we are given it.
让我们活出它，因为我们得到了上帝的恩典。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your word. May your word be transformative in our hearts, and may we gain encouragement from them. Let us live for you and be a champion of your words. We thank you, we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name.
感谢主耶稣，感谢你的话语，感谢你的话语更新和鼓励我们，让我们怀着感恩的心为你而活。感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。